following is a recording from Maria Barona of iAdvise on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015 at 10 a.m. Central Time. This is the FIBRA N First Quarter 2015 conference call. Good morning. My name is Katie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA N conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Ma'am, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I am Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer of FIBRA Inc., and we thank you very much for joining us today for FIBRA Inc.'s First Quarter 2015 Results Discussion. We are very pleased to have with us today from FIBRA Inc., Mr. Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our new Chief Financial Officer. Please note that forward-looking statements may be during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. The report was distributed to the market yesterday and is available on the FIBRA Inc. website in the Investor Relations section. In addition, in the email invitation, we have provided a link to the webcast presentation we will be referring to during this call. If you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or you would like to be added to the company distribution list, please contact our New York Investor Relations Agency, iAdvise, at 212-406-3691, so you may be assisted in this matter. So please turn to slide 2 for the agenda of today's call, which includes FIBRA Inc.'s quarterly distribution and dividend yield, relevant events for the period, the status of our developments, our future pipeline, operational and financial highlights, and then closing remarks prior to moving on to the question and answer session. Thank you so much for your kind attention, and now I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar Calvillo.
Thank you, Ted, and good morning, everyone. I am very pleased to report to you today's strong results for the first quarter, which were in line with management's expectations. FIBRA's operating results in terms of same-store sales experienced double-digit growth of 12.5 with 11.5 average daily rate increase. The NOI margin for the first quarter reached 37.5, reflecting the anticipated profitability. As a result, we remain on track to meet the annual guidance we announced in this past March. Let me initiate the call with a review of FIBRA's quarterly distribution and dividend yield. Please turn on to slide 4. For the first quarter of 2015, the technical committee approved a total distribution of 78.5 million pesos, which represents a 33.1% increase when compared to the distribution for the first quarter of 2014. As a result of the capital increase that took place in November, FIBRA's number of certificates outstanding reached 437 million. Therefore, the dividend per certificate for this first quarter was 17.97 cents, that is 4.86 cents lower than the one distributed on the first quarter of last year. Considering a closing price of 15.72 pesos at the end of the period, the quarterly dividend yield was 4.6, and for the trailing 12 months, it was 4.8%. Moving on to the relevant events for this period, let's turn to slide 6. In February the 3rd and March 19th, we announced some important changes to FIBRA's organizational structure, aimed at optimizing and bringing more talent and focusing our resources to fulfill our goals to support the future. As such, Victor Zorrilla stepped down as CEO and remains president of the technical committee in charge of good practice on corporate governance. He is now focused on delivering accurate growth and overseeing the company's corporate governance objectives. I was appointed as Chief Executive Officer and given the mandate of the day-to-day management of the company, with a renowned and seasoned team of executives aiding me in achieving the next phase of the company's growth. Andres Soria became the Vice President of Corporate Strategy, where he is responsible for the various relationships with international hotel chains and hotel owners, as well as human sustainability and social responsibility. Then if we move to slide 7, the team of executives I mentioned before includes Rafael de la Mora Teja as Chief Hotel Operating Officer, Fernando Rocha Huerta as Chief Acquisition and Development Officer, and as we mentioned in March, the integration of Miguel Aliaga Gargoyo as Chief Financial Officer. Moving on to slide 8, I want to touch on our process re-engineering project, which began last year and seeks to optimize our basic internal processes from revenue management to the way we manage expenses and supply and more. Thus, with the goal of preparing the company for the future, FIBRAIN, together with the London Consulting Group, have collaborated on Project Action since June 2014 in order to re-engineer the internal process of the company. As you can see in the slide here, the project entails 3 key phases. The first phase, which took place from June to December of last year, and includes a re-engineering of the following 5 areas. Number 1 is revenue management, where we start to focus on seeking ways of maximizing our room rates while attracting new clients at the same time. It is important to mention that this tool was already being utilized in our hotel. However, we are seeking to ensure that it applies correctly and with a proper audience control. As a result of this implementation, we have been able to be more efficient in terms of increasing hotel average daily rates and thus in maximizing revenues. The system consists of an algorithm that comes up with the optimal rate to charge the client for lodging depending on the number of nights of the reservation. It also considers occupancy and the existing rates at nearby hotels that are in the competitive set. The pilot program for the marketing area was developed at a Holiday Inn Mexican Hotel. The objective was to increase the marketing capabilities of the sales team in order to replicate it in the rest of our properties. Here, we implemented a new system in order to monitor the sales force, control sales, and generate new clients. In this manner, we can evaluate their performance in order to make commission payments. The results of these systems are higher sales and improving market share. We are currently replicating this throughout all of our hotels in the portfolio using procedures that are audible. In the third part, administration, we created a central department for shared services in order to manage all administrative tasks. This process lowered the account receivable and reduced the number of administrative employees with more timely and accurate information, allowing us to analyze real-time data. In terms of human resources procedures were automated to optimize the personnel forces. We are creating internal communication throughout the entire organization in order to consolidate the company's corporate identity among employees. In terms of procurement activities, the company centralized purchasing activities with a national level negotiation, prioritizing those services and products that have the highest consumption level. These were electrical energy, the migration to natural gas, water supply savings, and negotiation of corporate rates for aircraft used by our personnel, bottled water, fruit juice, employee uniforms, the supply of cleaning products to the hotel, coffee, as well as bedding. The second phase is taking place now and is expected to conclude in July 2015. This is a comprehensive management model for the specific programs of the various company's areas are being enhanced and reinforced. At the acquisition and development department, we are automating activities to manage high volumes of acquisition negotiations in regards to asset projects and controls programs, which include the purchasing negotiation with construction companies and furniture, fixtures, and equipment vendors, cases rate design, and the closer supervision of developments. We are working on acquisition and asset control programs for implementation of best hotel practice at the due diligence process when acquiring a new property, which we call the FIBRAIN way. In the operation department, we are documenting the procedures for the ordering activities of our hotels in order to comply with international chain standards and to increase client satisfaction. In the food and beverage areas, we are focusing on increasing sales and quality while also controlling costs. In the crafting of a culture of continuous improvement, we are working on process to detect new areas of opportunity, establishing origin, and follow up of all critical processes. Finally, let's discuss what have been the actual results of this action project by turning to slide number 9. First, we increased room revenues by 11% with the implementation of the revenue management strike in 21 hotels. With a marketing pilot program, we increased room revenues at the Holiday Inn Mexico del Plan by 26% of corporate agreements as well. Sales in central office by 9% moreover. Average sales in corporate agreements of the marketing departments of the hotels where we replicated the program rose 21%. Due to the administration procedures implemented, the main expense items fell 8% due to centralized of the purchasing activity. We lowered by 8% the number of employees in two areas, operations and food and beverage, which represent a 7% of the non-management operating payroll. And 22% less number of administrative staff in the hotels, which represent a 37% of the accounts receivable and accounts payable administrative payroll. Finally, there was a 26% reduction in days of coverage of accounts receivable. As you can see, the investment of time and resources in conducting this exercise has more than paid off, and the evidence is clear and immediate in our NOI margin level, which is the highest of the hotel industry. We are quite satisfied with improvement thus far and look forward to continued initiatives like these to enable us to remain at the forefront of the sector. We feel comfortable that with a quarterly NOI margin of 35% minimum, and having said this, we reinforce that PBAIN has total operational capabilities to take immediate action or operational deviations detected. Let's move on to the status of development on slide 11. As per our previous announcement, on this slide we can see the updated status of our development. In the quarter by Marriott in Saltillo, we expect to spend 176.5 million pesos on the construction for 180 rooms. At this point, we are at 38% completion with an investment executed of 59.3 million pesos and expect to open the 1st of November of this year. The Holiday Inn Tampico Tamino has an expected reconstruction cost of 82.6 million pesos for the 105 room additions to the property. Progress is at 81% and we have already invested almost 42 million pesos. The approximate opening date is June 1st, 2015. In terms of the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Ciudad del Carmen, which if you recall is a project that we temporarily suspended last month, this hotel exceeded 22 million pesos out of a total budget of 158.3 million. The resource secured correspond basically to the land acquisition. PBAIN plans to keep the property and will analyze the market conditions in a reasonable period of time. Lastly, on the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Coatzacoalcos, we estimate construction costs of 137.4 million pesos for the development of 180 rooms. We are at 32% progress and have spent 51.4 million pesos. This hotel is expected to open by December 16th of 2015. As such, the total expected investment amount is 554.8 million pesos in the current development project. Of this, we have spent 104 million, 5 million so far. If we turn to slide 12, we can see the current snapshot of our portfolio, which includes 31 hotels and 2 developments in the first quarter of this year versus 14 hotels and no developments last year. We are now present in 14 states versus only 6 of the last year, operating with 12 global brands and 2 local brands. This growth has been in line with our objectives, and we believe that it signifies just the foundations for PBAIN. Which brings us to the pipeline on slide 14. As you can see on the slide, the company's pipeline is valued at over 23.3 billion pesos. This is 485 hotels for acquisition and 19 locations to develop properties. The prime targets are some of the most important ones in the industry. In line with our business strategy of working with the top lodging entities in the sector. On the right part of the slide, you can see the geographic footprint of that pipeline at this time. Please note that there are more hotel offerings for acquisition in the central part of the country where higher economic activity is taking place. As we have stated in the past, our strategy is based in acquisitions and we are particularly interested in the northern and central regions. The same is true in terms of development. We will continue investing carefully in order not to add more rooms to specific locations, nor will we seek to increase the hotel offerings when it is not necessary. We will not only invest where that we find no acquisition opportunities, therefore we will be participating in prime markets that have certain competitive advantage and where there is already lodging demand and where we see that key brands are missing. On slide 15, we break down the pipeline of the company in order to offer more of a perspective on the scope. For example, in terms of the 85 opportunities for acquisition, this represents over 13,000 rooms valued at 17 billion pesos and cap rates with 10% and above. The 19 locations for development represent 3,633 rooms valued close to 6 billion pesos with cap rates of 11% and above. In the middle and bottom part of the slide, we break down the segment of these properties. As you can see, the most offered are the select service and full service formats. At this time, we have two hotels that are in the final stages of due diligence, as well as another two that are under verbal agreement. Additionally, our objective of investing a total of 2.4 billion pesos continues as scheduled. Thank you so much for your kind attention. At this point, I will turn to the call to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our new Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone, and many thanks for joining. I am very pleased to be addressing you here for the first time as CFO of Fibra Inc. Thank you for your interest today and for your attention. Let's move on to our financial section. On slide 17, we have the operational review. Just to recap, the same store sales indicators. The most noteworthy figures here are the room revenues, which rose once again, this time a double digit by 12.5%. as well as the average daily rate increase of 11.5%. Let's analyze. In terms of occupancy, what we would have reached is 61.5% if including only the same number of available rooms of the 30 comparable hotels. This represents an increase of 60 basis points. Considering the 8.7% increase in the number of available rooms due to the expansions, occupancy was 56.6%, representing a decline of 4.3 percentage points. This decline is due mainly to the above-mentioned addition of rooms in the Holiday Inn Express Guadalajara Autónoma, Holiday Inn Express Playa del Carmen, Camino Real Guanajuato, and Mario Puebla, and an occupancy decline in the Mexico Plaza Guadalajara Andares and Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites Guadalajara Centro Histórico, which experienced lower activity in the city. The average daily rate was 1,067.8 pesos for the quarter, increasing of 11.5%, which was the result of the benefit obtained from the rebranding of the hotel Mexico Plaza, that now operates under the Wyndham Garden brand in Irapuato, Celaya, León, and Silao, as well as the benefit of the rebranding of the Holiday Inn Monterrey Valle. An improvement in the revenue management in all our hotels with the most significant effect in Holiday Inn Monterrey Aeropuerto, Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham Ciudad Juárez, Crown Plaza Monterrey Aeropuerto, and Mexico Plaza Guadalajara Andares. The increase in the foreign exchange rate variation benefited by peso-denominated rates that were negotiated in dollars. Even though the competitors maintained rates in pesos, we kept the preference of our clients by the strength of our brand and our negotiation capabilities. As a result, revenue per available room rose 3.5%, to 604.2 pesos for the quarter and 12.5% to 656.8 pesos when excluding the room additions. In terms of the financial indicators on slide 18, total revenue for the FIBRA reached 294.3 million pesos, representing a 47.4% increase when compared to the first quarter of 2014. Room rental revenue was equal to 276 million pesos, which represented 93.8% of total revenues, while rental revenue obtained from space leasing for all services other than lodging reached 18.3 million pesos, representing 6.2% of total revenues and a significant increase of 61.2% versus first quarter 2014. FIBRA in first quarter 2015 revenue mix was 14.5% from limited service hotels, 46.7% from select service hotels, and 38.7% from full service hotels. Moving on to slide 19, NOI for the first quarter 2015 reached 110.3 million pesos, representing a 51.2% increase when compared to the same quarter of 2014. The NOI margin was 37.5%, which was the result of the actions taken with regards to profitability, as we discussed previously. This shows an increase of 90 basis points when compared to the 36.6% achieved during the first quarter 2014, and 50 basis points when compared to the fourth quarter. As we mentioned on fourth quarter 2014 conference call, we registered expenses related to the acquisitions of hotels in accordance with International Financial Reporting Standard number 3 related to business combinations. This quarter, we are registering 15.4 million pesos in notary expenses, due diligence and legal costs, acquisition fees, as well as appraisals. Additionally, during this quarter, we incurred in 4.5 million pesos as organizational expenses related to the re-engineering process project Acción that Oscar detailed previously, which represents 50% of the total cost of this project. Excluding acquisitions and organizational expenses, adjusted EBITDA reached 91.1 million pesos for the first quarter 2015, which represents a 46% increase versus first quarter 2014. The adjusted EBITDA margin was 31% for the first quarter 2014 and represented a 30 basis point decline versus first quarter 2014. In total, 19.9 million pesos were included as acquisition and organizational expenses for the first quarter 2015. Thus, first quarter 2015 EBITDA was 71.2 million pesos, equivalent to a 24.2% EBITDA margin. The net profit was 30.9 million pesos, or 11.1% decrease. If we exclude acquisition and organization expenses, net income would have been 50.8 million pesos, which represented 46.4% growth versus first quarter 2014. The funds from operation in this quarter were 91.2 million pesos, or 42.5% growth. As mentioned, on April 17th, the FIBRA Technical Committee approved a cash distribution for the first quarter of 2015 period for a total of 78.5 million pesos for certificate holders, representing a 33.1% increase compared to the 59 million pesos distributed in the first quarter 2014. This distribution is equivalent to 17.97 cents per certificate based on a higher number of certificates after the subscription. At this point, the certificates outstanding are 437 million. On slide 21, we can see the balance sheet summary ended March 31st, 2015. FIBRA Inc. had 790.6 million pesos in cash and equivalents. We utilized 100 million pesos in December 2014 from the bank credit line of 2.3 billion. This credit line generated a total of 35.8 million in the first quarter 2015 related to commissions and expenses detailed in the press release. Fibra Inc. has a 1.4% loan to value at March 31st, 2015, which will reach a level of 23.5% once the total amount of the bank debt is contracted and utilized. This leverage level adequately satisfies recent CNBV requirements in order to regulate the maximum level of indebtedness of the Fibra so that it does not surpass 50%. The coverage ratio for servicing the debt at March 31st, 2015 was 13.6 times. At this point, for the closing remarks, I will turn the call over to Lisa Chang. Thank you very much for your attention.
You're very welcome, Miguel. Before moving on to the Q&A session, let me reiterate the guidance as we disclosed it on March 6, 2015. Fibra Inc. expects to deploy a 2,400 million investment per year allocated towards hotel acquisitions. Occupancy levels are expected to be in the mid-60s for the coming years. Our growth in room revenue of comparable properties should be in double digits as registered in these last two reported quarters. Average daily rate is projected to increase at least 6% annually. We estimate that NOI increase for the year 2015 should come from two sources. 50% from 31 properties of the current portfolio, plus 60 million pesos from the properties that will be added during this year. We are very excited by the news we reported this quarter. This has been an excellent way to initiate the year, and we look forward to continued success ahead. There are still a lot of things left to do, and we will be quite busy. However, we think it's clear from what we have reviewed today that is our commitment to grow, our ability to deliver results, and our interest in remaining at the top of our game in the sector. Thank you so much for your attention, and I'm sure you have some questions for us, so let's move on to the Q&A session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Yes, ma'am. At this time, we'll open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. That is star one on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, we are now holding for questions. Please press star one if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Claudia Garcia from UBS. Ms. Garcia, your line is now open. Please make sure your phone's not on mute.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sure. Well, I wanted to know, there seems to be a decrease in the distribution, and this seems to be due to the CapEx reserve. So we want to know if this is going to be a recurring thing, and if so, could you provide any guidance on it? And if not, could you provide any guidance on the payout ratio?
This is only for this the whole year. The reserve that we are including this quarter will be the same as we do throughout the remaining two quarters this year, and that comes for what we estimate to be the deployment on CapEx and to keep the necessary stuff that we have. We don't intend to increase that any longer. We did this because last year the budget was much lower, and now we have more hotels, and we have more or less in line with what we intend to spend in throughout the year.
So to make sure this is the whole reserve for 2015, right?
Yes, correct. This is the whole year.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to remain the same. For each quarter, going to remain the same.
And this is the main reason for the decrease in the distribution, right? Or is there another one?
But that's not true.
Pardon?
Indicating
well, the submission increased. It decreases as a certificate because the number of certificates increased more than the increase in the distribution itself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you again. We are now holding for questions. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Again, we are now holding. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Once again, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. I'm showing no further questions at this time. I'd now like to turn it over to the CEO, Mr. Cozzello.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your attention today. We have stayed a call with your interest in FIBRAIN, and we wish you a good day. Thanks a lot.